The Associates Co provide reliable, fully trained professionals to assist you with running and scaling your property management department, providing high-quality, pre-trained virtual assistants ready to hit the ground running and revolutionize the way you run your portfolio, ensuring your time is spent doing the high-value tasks inside your rent roll that really matter. Not long ago, VAs within a business were considered a luxury. Now they are a staple for any business needing reliable support without the headache of traditional staffing. To find out more, head over to theassociatesco.com. PM Collective is a leading platform supporting collaboration, not competition, for an online community and events throughout the year with one purpose: to create happier property managers. The PM Collective creates connections for property managers looking to create momentum within their careers and personal life. Join me and my guests as we discuss challenges, struggles, mental health, mindset, and give advice to property managers and anyone in the industry. To find out more about our memberships, visit pmcollective.com.au.
Today, we are joined with Sarah Young from WA, and today we're going to be talking about the life of an independent property manager, the Coronis way. So, Sarah, welcome on board.
Cheers, Ash.
Now, tell us a little bit about your past career history and where you are now.
Okay, so I've been doing property management now for 19 years. Started off with a portfolio of 128 and I wasn't even qualified, hadn't even done the course, thrown in the deep end as you do. And yeah, so that's where it started. And from there, I've worked my way up to bit licensee roles. I was the corporate director for WA for the Realmark Group and helped them grow from 5 offices to 17 offices. I've worked as head of departments in other roles, and now I'm the state director of Coronis, a real estate trainer, and I also run my own business. So I'm a busy little cookie.
And you have gotten yourself back into the day-to-day property management, haven't you?
Yeah, I have, because what happens, obviously I did all the corporate roles and I went into full-time training, but I really missed being in the trenches because I just like love people. So I took the plunge and threw myself back into the trenches, into the day-to-day grind, and haven't looked back.
Excellent.
So I just love it. Yeah.
And did you, can't remember what your history was, but when you finished that more corporate role and then you started as the state director for Coronis, so that makes up part of your role. And then did you just start your portfolio then at the same time as well, or was that an accident?
Well what happened, right? There's a lady called Jodie Stainton. You've probably heard of Jodie. So Jodie started this Coronis franchising model from Queensland. And I'd spoke at a conference with Jodie years ago, so I knew her through that. And one day she put on Facebook that she'd started this new franchise venture. And just to be supportive, I said, oh, I wish you were in WA. 2 weeks, I was just doing it to be supportive, nothing else. I was quite happy in my training role. Yeah. And 2 weeks later she went, we'll go national if you'll join us. So I was like, okay. So it was all about starting my own business. And by default, she said, well, by the way, can you be state director as well? So
yeah,
that's where it all started.
You are the perfect person for us. So it totally makes sense. And so talk to us about the Coronis, because I'm aware, I think now it's becoming more common and people are aware of the name now, but there is still a lot of people that don't know what Coronis is. So can you give us a little bit of a history of the company?
Yeah, so Coronis started, don't get me on years now because I can't remember the years, but in the 1970s, Theo Coronis started Coronis Real Estate under the Richardson and Wrench banner. And many years later, again, don't ask me years, Andrew Coronis took on the business and grew it from there. So then in 2019, that's when we went national. So Coronis is Queensland's largest independent real estate. And yeah, as I say, they've been going for a lot of years.
But does Coronis in Queensland work as a traditional real estate and then they've done these sort of more independent franchises, or is that not?
So Coronis is quite a unique business because they now have all of these different hubs, but they also have, they operate a training department. They are an RTO. They've got finance, conveyancing, concierge services, you name it. Coronis is everything. So Coronis isn't just real estate, it's everything.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just property, it's everything. So the franchise model is just, I guess, one arm of that.
Yeah, okay. And are we in all states at the moment, or are there?
No, so we are now in Queensland, then we went to WA, then New South Wales and Victoria. So we're growing quite rapidly, and our aim is to grow internationally as well.
Okay, wow. I love Coronis and the name and the brand for a particular reason, and that is that I think the people, and this is just a public perception, but the people behind it I feel like are a bit more humble and are a bit more a community, and I don't know even how to describe it, but they're not showy. They don't need to be like a celebrity real estate agent and do and show their money around, I guess is probably the best way. They just want to do good stuff and be a decent company, like just a very humble company. That's my perception of them. So I don't know if that's sort of what you think
as well. It's a very authentic story that I use. It's like very, very authentic. There's no, I'll just swear, there's no bullshit about it. You know what I mean? There's companies out there that are all about flashing the cash, and that's their culture. Coronis culture is all about values and things like that. It's not about, the bells and, the fancy parties and things. Well, they do have them, but it's not about that. And Andrew Coronis, I think, has actually created more millionaires in real estate than anyone else.
Yeah,
so, and that's his aim, is to make all of these millionaires around the place. So
yeah, absolutely, jump on the bandwagon. I mean, if I didn't have my real estate, I would be jumping on the bandwagon too. So talk to us about what the difference with the Coronis model, because let's just hypothetically say we've got a property manager, they're working for someone, they want to go out on their own, but it's quite daunting to actually say, hey, I'm going to start my own real estate business because there's so much involved in it. This, I believe, Coronis is what I would consider a hybrid option for people. So can you, of course, if people want to find out more about Coronis and you're in WA, speak to Sarah speak to Sarah anyway with regards to other states, because I'm sure you can put them in the right direction. But let us know the difference with this model, if you can.
So when you partner with Coronis, what it is, it's you as a small business and you work in partnership with Coronis. So as a small business, you still get to choose your own fees. You still get to choose how many properties you manage and, whatever you want to do. You just partner with Coronis, use all of their systems, their branding, their website. So you hit the ground running, basically. You don't have to go and reinvent the wheel. Having owned a business before, I know the costs of all your subscriptions. If you wanted to do inspect real estate, realestate.com domain, the works, Ash.
Yeah.
That's such an expensive venture. But when you partner with Coronis, you get all of that. So you get all the good stuff that only the big companies can afford.
So it's like the admin side of things and the advertising portals and all of that, that's sort of like bundled, and then each of the members or each of the partners pay a admin fee per month, I guess you could call it, or a franchise fee.
So they do pay a technology fee, we call it. So that includes all of those subscriptions and what have you. And there's other charges on top of that, commission split. But that's something you can talk about.
Yep.
If you've got an existing business, we do say that we can beat what you're paying out now. Our model will reduce all of those costs.
Yeah, okay, wow. So do you mean with, like, if you've got an existing franchise or an existing independent model or both?
Both. Yep. So we've had people come on board, like in Victoria recently, rather large businesses come on board and join Coronis, and then we've had people with 20 managements come and join Coronis. So everything in between.
Yeah, that's quite interesting because I know of a few businesses where they might be more sole operating as a sole operator, they've not only got to worry about, the selling or the renting and the management, but then they've got their memberships and just all the business side of things. So I guess the first thing I think of is if you are someone who is maybe a small-time solo operator and maybe just struggling a little bit with the support and maybe tempted to sell your business, it would probably be an interesting thing to check out the Coronis model first to see whether that could alleviate any stress and streamline some stuff for you before you actually go and sell. Would that be a fair thing to say?
Yeah, definitely. Yep. Yeah, have a chat, because we always say we can reduce your costs.
Yeah.
So it's definitely worth, like, I've owned a business before and the overheads were absolutely crippling. And when I sold my portfolio, I said, I'm never going to buy one again. I vowed I never would go into business again. And when this model came across my desk, I thought, it's too good to be true. So I spoke to a mutual friend of ours, Harry, and he read through it and he went, no, it's actually all right, that. So it's a really solid model that seems too good to be true, but it actually is.
Yeah. So we've got the existing businesses that could, could look at benefiting from this model, but then we've also got the life of a property manager who wants to go in, have their business and start their business and stop working for somebody. And I guess there's a few benefits. I'll let you sort of go through maybe some benefits with like flexibility and numbers and things like that. Because the first thing I would say is the flexibility to manage what you want to manage.
Yeah. So a lot of the time, if you join, say, a franchise, they've got minimum numbers. We don't give people minimum numbers. We let people choose what they want because it's about your lifestyle. So for instance, me personally, I only want to manage 50 properties. I don't want the stress of 150. Some people will say, I want 2,000, whatever you want. That's up to you. So you set your own goals and we don't mind whether it's 10 or 200, you know, or 2,000, you choose.
Is there an optimum amount that you're finding people are going for, that the numbers?
Most people are actually, in WA anyway, saying 50 to 60.
Yeah.
Because you can earn really good money and have a really good work-life balance. Like, we go out to lunch all the time and stuff and we're like, my goodness, you haven't noticed, have you?
No. Well, lately I've noticed. I've seen that there was a limo on one day. I saw that there was a boat ride the next day. And, I have definitely been noticing.
Living the dream, yeah, because you don't, under this model, you don't have to manage 200 if you don't want to. You can earn a very comfortable lifestyle managing 50 or 60.
Yeah.
You know, and you're choosing your own fees. So, I mean, most of us value ourselves. So we're choosing, you know, to work for high fees and quality properties. And, yeah, it's great.
It does sound very, very exciting with the option with the fees. I think that's probably one of the big things that people will find is that there's probably places that they have to follow everything, like, you know, the Corona's way, for example, or whatever franchises, you've got to sort of follow that same streamline. But this is so independent still that it really
is your business.
It's your business.
Yeah.
So 50 does seem like the magic figure from what I hear around town. I believe that is close to replacing, depending on what you charge, but close to replacing a wage of a standard property manager, roughly. Would that be?
I'd say a bit more, Ash.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I'd say quite a decent wage, like, you know, department head, possibly more.
I mean, okay.
One of our partners recently rented out a $1,500 a week property at 16.5%. You know,
wow.
You don't have to do many at that rate, so. Yeah,
no.
So it's a really decent wage.
Yeah. What are the other benefits? I guess probably lifestyle.
So lifestyle's big for me.
Yeah.
There's also the community as well. So I think we've got over 40 partners. We have another 8 start today. So I think about 48 partners now on board and we're all working together. So we're all on teams. We're all in the community supporting each other and we've all been there together. So when you start your own business, it's like really quite daunting and you doubt yourself so often and you think, oh God, what have I done? Can I do this? Will I fail? Well, you've got 48 other people there saying, no, look, you can. We've done it. You can do it too. And, you know, helping each other out.
Do you guys have the training that you do together? So you've got all these sort of independents. So what's the structure of those networks and connections, like training, staff meetings? Like, what does that look like?
So what happens is when someone comes on board with Coronis, they do a months-long training. It's all live training. If they can't make the training, you know, they can catch up on video sessions and what have you. So we've got all of that. We regularly have top-up training. We get national speakers in to talk to us. So, again, all things that you normally wouldn't get. From a state point of view, we're constantly talking online and what have you. We did have, like, regular meetings, like accountability meetings, just you didn't have to attend, but you could check in on each other. But because of COVID, we've sort of slowed that down a little bit in the last few months with the little outbreak. And we also have the wine and drinks on a Friday once a month as well, nationally.
Yeah.
So being in WA, it starts at 2 o'clock, but that's okay. So I've got work-life balance.
I am sure you guys are not complaining about that. I didn't actually know that I had all that extra support there. What do you sort of see as the future of rent rolls? And I guess this is probably more of a generic question, because I'm seeing a lot of people with 100 properties that at that crossroad of, do I employ someone? It's nearly like they've got to make a decision. Do I go really big, or do I start knocking away business? And I'm finding that some people are also selling at that point of 100. So do you have any sort of theories on what you think the future of property management and rent rolls is going to be?
Yeah, my theory is there's going to be those massive offices with, you know, 1,000, 2,000 on their portfolio, and then you're going to have people working at home like the Coronas type model. I think the days of a shop front with 3 reps might be behind us, because it's just not sustainable. And I reckon COVID has sort of showed people that you can work from home. You don't need a shop front. You know, that's a thing of the past. So I see really big or, you know, small home offices.
Yeah. And, you know, I have an issue with work from home, and I struggle with working from home, and my team struggle from home, and we've got the shop front. But I actually find that we get so many people coming in to our office every single day, even just for general chats and the community. Like, we had one lady came in the other day, and I didn't know this until the conversation continued. She was actually one of the big commercial owners in the area, like owns loads of commercial properties. And we were sort of just talking about her, she just wanted to get in touch with sort of real estate and what's generally happening. But then I think for us in our area, we've got such an old school, we've got a lot of old people, and those old people love coming into the office. So, and maybe I justify it to myself as to why I need the shop front. And you know what, probably wouldn't make any difference if we work from home, but I really need that person connection. So I agree with you. I think that the bigger will get bigger, and then the smaller will get smaller. But I don't know how healthy that is for the industry.
Well, because we've got a community, it works still. I interact with a lot of people in community groups on social media. So I've got quite a big presence in the suburbs around me from that. So I guess my Facebook page is my shop front. That's my window. And I've had an office front before. Sometimes the people coming in are more of a counterproductive, I guess. So it's just, and it depends where you are as well. So, you know, if you see a shop in the middle of a shopping centre or something, it might be more successful than one in the back of a, you know, industrial estate or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think COVID will probably structure that for us. And, you know, there might be a time where we actually can't even accept people coming into the office.
Yeah.
So we might have to, you know, close up, but it'll be interesting. I think it's a shame. And I promote the Coronas way for more independent property managers. I would rather see someone go to the Coronas method as opposed to sell their rent roll. I just feel like people, if you feel that you don't have the support, you feel very alone in business, you are thinking of selling, the problem with selling is that you're selling to these big guys, and these big guys will snitch, you know, buy up your 100 properties with their petty cash probably, and they will get bigger and bigger. And so, I do want to promote those smaller companies, and just for them to know, if you are struggling independently on your own as a small business, there's other options like Coronas.
And there is, because if they came and joined Coronas, what happens is, when we've got exit plans in place. So if someone joins Coronas and they want to leave, there's lots of different options. So there's the option that Coronas can buy them out or pay, you know, either way. So that's that. They can, you know, sell to Coronas or buy from Coronas or whatever. So there's other options. You know, you're not selling to the big guns, you'll be selling to Coronas, and another partner will take on that portfolio. So, yeah, there's really good options in place.
Is there someone that Coronas wouldn't suit?
Well, there's always people that it wouldn't suit, but
yeah.
I mean, there are certain guidelines with us being a big brand. You can't go and suddenly change the logo into black colouring or anything like that.
Yeah.
We do, your trust accounting is done for you. So sometimes you've got to let go and let someone do your trust accounting for you. But there's all sorts of personalities within Coronas. you know what, if you joined and you didn't like it, there's strategies in place. You know, we're not going to hold you in handcuffs and shackles.
Yeah. And if you want to, so I know you got the technology fee. If you wanted to use a different piece of technology for something, could you?
There is flexibility around certain things. So it's not all set in stone. There is some flexibility.
So I'll use just an example, like with application processing. If you if you wanted to do your own application processing, fine. And you, I don't know, but if you had a product that you guys like to use for tenant applications, but then I said I like to use this company, I could just do that myself for applications.
Correct. Yeah.
And then I'd be paying that separately. So you'd be silly not to use the one that's on offer. But I mean, I know that you can't have control of, there's going to be certain products that you have to use.
Yes.
And then there'll be some that if you actually don't like using it, but it's not going to affect anything if you were just to use a different product, then you could have flexibility probably with that. But I'm sure you've got guidelines with that as well. So only other thing I just wanted to touch on to see if this was still relevant is that does the property manager have to have their triennial?
No, we've got ways. They have to be able to get their triennial or working towards it, but that's something we can certainly chat about as well.
Ah, okay.
There are ways to get you started.
Ah, but you still have to have the intention of getting it.
Yes. Yeah.
That's a game changer for anyone listening.
Yeah. So you don't have to have done your diploma, but you have to be working or prepared to get working towards it.
Yeah.
So we just want to help as many people get into business ownership as they can, really. And it's just not about property management either, Ash. It's about sales as well. So what a lot of people have found, myself included, is, you know, your landlord comes to sell. In this market, it's easy money and you're selling to other investors. So our property manager, well, people who've come along to be property managers are selling as well. And we've got people who do strictly sales as well. So you can do whatever you want. You really can. It's your business.
Yeah. Well, I love
whatever you want as long as it's legal.
Yeah, correct. Disclaimer, there are guidelines and boundaries. That's really great. So I'm just going to do like a little bit of a recap. So we have got the benefits of the Coronis model is that you have got a technology fee, so you don't have to be run down with all of the business side of things. You've got all that support from trust accounting, subscriptions. You don't have to go and take out every single subscription and things like that, which is a massive time saver and money saver. You've got the lifestyle, which is the, you know, if you only want to manage 10 properties because your children are still little, you can. But know that when your children go to school, maybe you're going to, you know, increase, and you can increase at your own wish with, I guess, no pressure from anyone else about what size you want to get to, which is a big plus. And then you've got your training and support, which is definitely something that lacks in more independent companies sometimes, where they don't have that support and network behind them. So you can still have the opportunity of feeling like you're in an office with lots of people, but you just run your own race.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Today's wonderful sponsor is MyConnect, and we can't stress how much we love this company. We have used them in our business for years now, and they sync directly into our software. We literally do nothing. MyConnect are now just set up to contact tenants for utility connection as soon as they are uploaded as a new tenant in our system. And our team reaps the benefits of a generous rewards program. For every successful connection they offer to property managers, this fuels their Uber Eats Friday obsession. MyConnect guarantees that utilities are connected on the agreed day with a wide choice of suppliers for your clients. If you don't use MyConnect in your office for Tenant Utility Connect, definitely get these guys in to see how they can set you up.
Yeah. The other thing is, though, is it's such a good team spirit amongst people at Coronis. So we kind of operate on a buddy system as well. So, for instance, I'm having a few weeks off as of tomorrow, and someone else will just step in and look after my portfolio for me. So if I was an independent, I probably wouldn't have that. I've got another Coronis partner that knows the systems and just jump on board and help me out.
Yeah. And that's definitely coming back to why people are selling these small portfolios, yeah, because they feel like they don't have the support or anyone to help them. And what if they do want to go on a holiday? It's hard.
Yeah, sure is.
If I wasn't in real estate and I was a property manager and I was wanting to have a little bit more control and work for someone else, I know that I would be knocking on the Coronis, the Coronis door for doing it. Last thing, are you finding that the people coming on board, now this is on a national level, the people coming on board are people that have been in the industry for a while and sort of, you know, sick of working for people, or are there any newbies, like some real young guns, like new into the industry that just have this idea they want to get into business?
Yeah, so it's really a mixed bag, to be straight with you.
Yeah.
When Jodie first came up with the concept, her whole idea was for women with children, you know, to give them work-life balance. I think in WA we've got more men now than women.
Yeah.
As for experience and age, we've got young ones, all come with probably at least 2 years kind of experience. Basically because of licensing requirements, they have to have the ability to get that. We've had some real young guns, and we've had some people who've been department heads and things like that that are wanting to just chill. So, and people don't have to have been a BDM. We've had someone come from one of these big companies where they were just sort of doing part of the job. You know, I can't think, like a pod system, what have you. So we've had someone come from that's only done a part of a job of the property management. We've had someone come from sales, a general manager, you know, all sorts.
So how does Coronis protect their brand if there is someone that isn't maybe doing the right thing?
I guess conversation.
Yeah. So just as you would normal management, the manager would step in. But I guess that person problem, just thinking out loud, if you had a client that wasn't happy with something, then they would, there's not really anyone above you that they would go to complain. They would probably just take their business anyway, wouldn't they?
You would get people who, we haven't had this, but you'd get people who come to, say, myself as the licensee and state director. But I guess because everyone's running their own business, it's not like that they put their heart and soul into it.
Yeah.
So they're choosing clients they want. If the client's a C-class client or not doing the right thing, they're more than likely going to get rid of the client before the client gets rid of them. So, you know, I think it's a different thing. They're not being forced to take on business. You know, your traditional real estate where the boss says, nah, this is my seller, you're going to sign them up at this rate. That doesn't happen, you know. So,
yeah. Yeah, okay.
So touch wood.
It was just interesting. Yeah, so you'll find that normally gets weeded out with if there's any clashes or anything like that with between the Coronis partner and the client anyway.
Yeah, yeah, so if I was with a different, I guess if it was a different model where, I don't know, say I was the head of one of the larger franchises, for instance, that's where you've got not just property managers, I didn't mean that, but you've got property managers working under a business owner, et cetera, they're not getting a lot of choice in what they generally, they're not getting a lot of choice in what they take on or how they deal with things. So that's where the problem would escalate to head office, but it doesn't really happen on this model because people have got buy-in.
Yeah, and absolutely. My poor staff, not that I take on anything, but I, my staff sometimes do say to me, Ash, really, really? And my comment to them on properties, because I have my theories that my staff are becoming snobs when it comes to properties. And I always tell them that some of these, you know, lower class people build character and are going to make them wonderful property managers because they've got to learn to deal with lots of different sorts of people in life and not just all the good ones. So,
oh dear.
But I have given a few to flick, Ash. Have you? Has it been different? Is being sort of your own boss when it comes to the Coronis way? Like, is it actually? Let me rephrase this. I think a lot of property managers and probably sales reps and people think that owning your own business is easy and that they can absolutely do it because they've had a really great run where they're working at the moment. They bring in lots of business and they manage, you know, properties really easy. And then they get into their own business and realize, you know what, it actually isn't as easy as maybe what it appeared to be. Do you find that?
Well, yeah, you've got to really believe in yourself because, like, it's, you know, I mean, I've been at offices where I've signed up 20 managements in a month, along with managing a portfolio. But that's because the sales reps are referring to me left, right and centre. So when you work for yourself as an independent, you've got to find other ways as well. Yeah. So, you know, find other reps. That's a whole other story. But
creating,
you've got to believe in yourself.
And creating those connections and taking responsibility for those connections as well, which I don't know whether everyone really realises that it can be quite a difficult job to do. So maybe there was a question on the property managers, one of the property managers forum the other day, and it was a question that someone said, what should I do now to prepare if I want to have my own real estate business in 5 years' time, what could I do now to prep myself? And quite a lot of people said, speak to Jodie at Coronis, which I think is an excellent idea. Do you have any tips for anyone that is thinking of starting their own business in the next sort of 3 to 5 years? What could they do now to prep them and start moving forward towards that goal?
Definitely start building a social media presence. Educate yourself as much as possible. You know, if you haven't done your diploma, get your diploma done. And just really put yourself out there and network with especially sales reps and things like that. Other property managers, I've had so much business of other property managers out of area. I've even had one in the next suburb refer to me last week because she's too full. So take the plunge and do it. But what we do find is people's self-doubt. You've really got to believe in yourself. So people come on, or people finally take the plunge and come on board. 6 weeks in, you go, oh, this is great. 6 weeks in, you go, oh, God, what have I done? Can I do this? Can I do that? And that's when you've got to reach out for the support. And then you get a bit of momentum, a bit of business, and then it goes quiet because you've stopped prospecting.
Yeah.
And then, again, what have I done? I'm going to fail. But you know what? No one fails. It's better to, you know, to try than to never try and, you know, you've got to have a go.
Absolutely. Well, they are some great tips for someone who is thinking of getting started. They're definitely things that should be done now, like you said, social media presence, networking, and your diploma, and getting that in place with whichever way you go in your career. But definitely the three top tips for prepping to become an independent property manager, whatever that looks like for you. So,
and Ash, I missed one really big thing.
Yes.
With the Coronis model, when you come to Coronis, we actually offer you a $13,000 loan as well, no interest, that you pay back a couple of years later. And it just sort of, you can take it at $1,000 a week for 13 weeks or $500 a week for 6 months. And it's just to give you that little bit of security and that bit of income to get you started, so you're not going in with no income coming in.
I didn't know whether
optional.
I didn't know if I was allowed to mention it, so that's why I didn't bring it up.
Okay.
I wasn't sure.
Completely forgot about it.
No, I'm glad you did. I mean, that is massive, like totally massive because I guess that's a money mindset issue. Like starting your own business is that concern.
Yeah.
Can I afford it? What if I don't have any money? And you don't know how long it's going to take to build your portfolio. So when I started business, it was 17 years ago now. And so, you know what, we don't talk about this type of things, do we? But when we started, Bill and I, we both took out a loan, I remember. So I was 23 and I think I took out a $30,000 loan and he took out a $30,000 loan. And we put, because we calculated that we needed to have expenses covered for the first 6 months. So, which is probably consistent with what you guys are saying as well. So we worked out that we need $60,000 for the first 6 months. And if we didn't bring in any money, at least that we could still pay ourselves, because I was very big on that we still had to earn a wage when we first started, and paid for our expenses. And then what happened was the cash flow probably came through in maybe month 3 and 4, and that continued to top up that account. And then, you know, eventually over time that money got paid back to us. I can't remember how long it was, but, you know, it might have been a year, it might have been two, I don't know. And then that's how we started. So we took that loan, and I think people, I don't know what people do these days, but I think they probably think that they just have to have, you know, the savings, or they don't know how much savings they've got to have behind them. But like what you're saying, that $13,000 and I have sort of suggested 6 months worth is sort of what it costs to get started and to have that financial support behind you as well.
Yeah, well, we actually sit down with people and we do a business goal plan, and we've got financial spreadsheets we work through with them as well, so that they've got a clear picture before they even sign the contract of how it will look. So, you know, it's really quite helpful. And yeah. The other thing is, I don't know whether you're aware, there's a wonderful scheme now called NRES, and it's an entrepreneurial scheme. So it's where if you're starting a new business, the government will actually pay you money to start a new business. Okay. So we've had a fair few partners come on board. It's like through Centrelink, and it partners with them. You get a business coach and they work through with you each week and they pay you as well. So it's NRES. It's really good. We've had quite a few partners start with that as well.
Oh, I have to have a look at that. That sounds fabulous. It's so funny. You know, people don't know these things. Like, they're not like they're advertised everywhere.
Yeah, it's good.
Excellent. Excellent tips. Thank you, Sarah, for your time.
My pleasure.
It's always great chatting to you. We must catch up soon. It's been a while since I've actually seen you, so we will at some stage this year.
Good. Sounds good.
Thanks, All right, Ash. Thank you.
See ya.
Sensor Global saves lives with automatic compliance and manages smoke alarms, gas and water leak detection with 24/7 remote management. It provides complete control, reduced risks and improved compliance for property managers. To find out more, speak to Anthony Booth or head over to sensorglobal.com.